Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, we started a conversation today. We only got about 10 minutes out of it because we had other things to talk about. And this is about the drug testing in schools. And the HSE addiction specialist has described the drug problem in Galway as the worst he has seen in 28 years working in addiction services, both here in Ireland, UK and Australia. So this guy knows his stuff. And speaking about the use of cocaine in County Galway Joint Policing Committee meeting on Monday, HSE clinical specialist in addiction, Joe Tracy is the man's name, said, "It's not snowing in Galway, it's a bloody blizzard." Well, he didn't use the word bloody. He said, "There's a blizzard." He said recent screenings of drug users in the county revealed cocaine with a potency of up to 64% and a strain of Moroccan cannabis with previously unseen levels of THC. In other words, drugs are getting stronger. And the JPC Crime Prevention and Personal Safety Subcommittee recommended Galway County Council and local Gardaí examine the possibility of introducing random drug tests. The chairperson of the committee, Councillor Michael Marr from Fine Gael, said random drug tests could be introduced into schools without the cooperation of the school principals and parents. Now, I don't believe that's a thing because constitutionally they wouldn't be allowed to do that. But he did go on to say that I'm sure that hundreds of parents out there would not mind their children being drug tested. I think 95% of parents would allow this to go ahead. So I decided I would talk about it. Now, speaking on the proposal to introduce random drug tests in the schools, Councillor James Charity, who's an independent councillor in the area, said any move in this direction would be unconstitutional. He said it would be an infringement on civil rights and liberties. There is an assumption that someone is guilty until proven innocent. If we start going into schools, where do you stop? Do we start going into workplaces? Well, we already do go into some workplaces. There is random drug testing in some workplaces, but however, maybe he didn't know about that. He believes Gardaí need to have a genuine suspicion before conducting a drug test similar to roadside tests. That's not necessarily true, by the way, because the Gardaí will stop you at the roadside to check to see if you've got tax insurance. That's a kind of assumption, isn't there, that you might not. So, you know, they don't have a genuine reason to have... I mean, in Ireland, for example, unlike America, they don't have checkpoints. In Ireland, we've checkpoints, Garda checkpoints. I find Garda checkpoints to be unconstitutional in some sense because there's an assumption that there are guilty people in the checkpoint and that you have to prove your innocence to the guard. So essentially, it is kind of unconstitutional, but no one has ever really questioned it. But anyway, but to be honest, it doesn't bother me because I suppose the argument is if you've done nothing wrong, so what's the problem? But I don't know whether you'd be in favour of random drug testing in schools. Now, I was kind of berated today because I thought it was a good idea. You know, and now we're not talking about primary schools, obviously. We're not talking about like 9-year-olds here. We're talking about after the junior cert. So, you know, kids that would be exposed to drugs or in some shape or form, both cannabis and cocaine. So the guards would come in maybe once a month, unannounced, pick 20 people, including maybe 2 or 3 school teachers. Because let's be fair, you want to play the game fair here, don't you? And if anybody comes back tested, they would take away, obviously, the swabs. They'd go off. That's the end of it. Go back to your class now. That's grand. And they would take the swabs away. They would test them. And if anybody comes up positive for drugs, well, the school is not... this is the way I would look at it. The school shouldn't be notified. The principal shouldn't be notified. But in Garda Síochána will notify the parents. A community officer will maybe call to the home, contact the parents, say, "Listen, your child was part of a random drug test. Just to let you know, we found, you know... this many, that level of cocaine or cannabis in the system. What would you like to do about it? Here's some leaflets." Pardon me. Excuse me, sorry, I had a bit of a cough there because I'm dying with a cough all this week. But anyway, I don't know if you would approve of it. Michael, you're on Classic Hits. Michael, do you think it's a good idea?
Look, my internet's down, so I haven't been able to look this up properly. I was working all day. It's the first I heard of it. This is just bizarre to me, this whole thing,
It is a thing, by the way.
Look, I lived in London. I can tell you, Galway is not like London. And I've been in Galway twice in the last 5 years. And it's a grand...
Do you take drugs, Michael?
Not anymore. When I was younger, I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but you don't do it now. You're not smoking cannabis, or...
No, I wouldn't. Not ever for that,
Yeah, okay. So, but it's... I don't either. I did it when I was kind of 18 or, you know, up to the age of 20. I've kind of tried it, but... It's a bigger problem than we imagine.
I know, but like this not The Wire, like the TV show The Wire, like the way they're going on. Like, I mean, is this guy, this so-called count drug, whatever he is he legit? Like,
oh, well, he is legit, yeah. Of course he's legit.
All right.
Is there Joe Tracy, he's worked with addiction services all over Ireland, the UK and Australia. Now, Councillor Michael Marr, obviously going on the evidence that this guy has given, where he said, you know, Galway has a huge problem. It's not snowing in Galway. He said it's a blizzard, referring to cocaine addiction, obviously. He said, you know, this might be a good idea to introduce it into schools.
Is this a Sinn Féin councillor?
No, Fine Gael.
All right. Now it's all starting to click now.
What's all starting to click?
This can't be. No, look, this is a publicity thing for Fine Gael then, isn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm looking here. So there was independent councillor James Charity is against it. He said it's an infringement on people's civil liberties. But in saying that, I'm lost as to what the harm it would be. What harm would it be, Michael? I'm not going to prosecute anybody. We're not going to take people to court. You know, it means that we care about kids.
No, look, you're talking about teenagers. I'm not against, like, helping kids with drugs and stuff, but like, it, to my mind, it's just a really ridiculous approach. I mean, there's so many other things, more effective things you could do beforehand. Firstly, you need more guards and you need trained guards and you need, like, we're not funded,
I'm not disagreeing with all that. That's all part of it.
That's one thing. Yeah. Secondly, there's ways of dealing with teenagers and kids and going in and randomly drug testing them is not the way to do it, in my opinion. I mean, like, firstly, I find it hard to believe that there's a massive cocaine problem in Galway, that the way they're trying to make it.
I think it's all over the country. I don't think it's Galway, but go on.
It's pubs. It's in the pub. Like, I hardly see primary school or secondary kids doing cocaine in school. Like, it's just, that's just bizarre to me. I don't know.
Secondary school, not primary school.
Secondary school. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, when they're 16 to 18 years of age, that's when they become exposed to these kind of
things. But are they going into the jacks, snorting coke and coming back in and doing their plowing the stars?
They're snorting it in the doll, for God's sake.
Well, I know that. But
yeah, I'm sure they're snorting it in the courthouse too. I'm sure the judges and the barristers and the Gardaí and everybody are snorting it, for God's sake.
Yeah, but if someone walks into, like, if someone's in their English class and they go into the jacks and they do a line of coke and they come back, you're going to know, like.
Well, not necessarily. I do know friends who were taking cocaine, and yeah, it did affect their behaviour somewhat, but it depends, I suppose, on how much they were taking.
Where are kids getting money for cocaine? It's expensive.
Where do 16-year-olds get the money to buy beer?
I know, but like this, if it's such an epidemic, that means they're spending a lot of money on it.
Well, they have part-time jobs. I mean, if a kid has a part-time job, maybe 1-2 days of the weekend, they could earn 150, 200 quid.
That's only a couple of lines of coke, isn't it?
I don't know how much coke is. But I believe, from what I've been told from young people, that it's cheaper than going out drinking.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Look, if you want to reach kids, you start early. This isn't going to stop anything. This will just stigmatise them.
Will it stigmatise them? Because by my suggestion, now I don't know what their suggestion is, but you don't tell anybody. The only people you tell are their parents. Like, you don't. The guards don't go back and tell the school principal.
That's not what I mean. What I mean is, like, if it is true, then you're talking, at the most, 10% of, at the most, that's even an exaggerated percentage of kids will be doing it. So you're gonna randomly test 90% of kids who aren't doing anything wrong. They're gonna carry that with them. It puts it into their consciousness. It changes the way people think. It's quite severe to have the guards test you. It's real. I don't know, man. It's too much. I get the point. Like, you parents want to know if their kids doing drugs or whatever, but do parents realise what they would be doing to their kids if they actually do this to their kids? Like, it's a serious thing. I mean, these things, like, if you want, look.
I'm looking here in America, right? Now, obviously, America is not Ireland. It's different, right? But I don't have the percentages for Ireland because they don't exist, right? But a survey of 46,000 teenagers, 8th, 10th and 12th graders. Now, a 12th graders would be 6 and 5. Yeah, so it works out about fifth year in Irish school, right? Okay? So it showed that 13% of 8th graders, that would be those who had just started secondary school, high school as they call it over there, okay? I think that's the way it works. 13% of 8th graders, 30% of 10th graders, and 40% of 12th graders. So 40% of those who are in 6th year, leaving cert age, I'm assuming, if we kind of match like with like. Like, that's worrying, isn't it? Now, that's America, and I understand America is different. They have a bigger problem than we have, right?
I know, but we're talking about...
But if you even have that, but if you even have that, and we said 20%.
I don't... They're completely different universes. I mean, Galway versus Chicago, like...
No, I understand, and that's why I'm saying if we even have that, we don't have a stat for Ireland, but if we even have that stat and said, you know, 20%, surely it's not... I mean, if a kid is not taking drugs, they've nothing to worry about. So what's the panic? I mean, no, it's just swabbing
yeah,
the cheek.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I get where you're coming from, but I'll be honest with you, this is a proper, slovenly, lazy Fine Gael.
No. Hang on. I agree with what you said. There should be education. There should be more guards. There should be all different approaches to it. But this is just one approach. And I think it's a good approach because if a kid thinks that he's going to be randomly drug tested, he might think twice about doing it the night before.
I know, but look...
His parents find it out.
There isn't that many. Look, they're not all the kids are on cocaine in the school.
Or
like,
cannabis.
If they're doing what they're doing the weekend, it's not that much of like they'd have to for me to go along with this. They'd have to actually prove that there's a massive epidemic. And considering we've all just found out,
I think you're hiding under a rock, Michael.
No, I'm not. I'm not. In now, look.
It's a huge problem, Michael. It is a huge problem.
Well, sure,
you don't see it.
And
I don't really see it. Well, don't get me wrong. I do see it. Because, you know, I work in media. Media has a big problem with drugs. There's no doubt about that. And by the way, there's Garda doing it. There's teachers doing it. There's judges doing it. Solicitors, embarrassers. You know, this is not something that just affects, you know, Johnner from Tala. You know what I mean? Or Ballier. You know what I mean? This is something that affects everybody.
Well, my approach then would be this. I'd have a two-pronged approach. First, you get you fund the guards properly and you educate the guards properly,
yes.
Right? And that's the first thing. Second thing is, we start doing things like promoting family and things. Like people take drugs because they're feeling a little hollow inside. There's issues they didn't have.
Or for fun, for recreational purposes, yeah.
No, I get that, but no, like, realistically, like, if you look at boys, I'll speak from the male perspective, because I understand that, okay? I won't speak from the female perspective, right? I know a lot of guys who, my age now, who I would chat to over the years, and I know what it is that hurt them growing up as they're adults now. And today, I'm looking, I can tell you what is going to cause problems for the future. Like we've a system now we're systematically keeping fathers from their sons through the family law courts, things like this. If we start looking at them kind of things, we'll stop.
I agree with you, Michael. I believe the breakdown of the family and children not having both role models in the family, I think that's all part of why, for example, we have a problem and why teenagers are going in the direction that they're going in. So I'm not denying that. But the point is, we're at that place now. We're not going back, unfortunately. We're not going to go back to 1960 where we had mammy and daddy and three kids all happily married for the rest of our lives.
I'm not even saying that. That's not, like, that would be ideal. Yeah. But what I'm saying is kids need role models. If we can, there's lots of single mothers out there. If we could express to single mothers about how important it is for their sons, especially when their sons hit around the age of 6 and 7, to start introducing good male, because once boys hit 6 or 7, they're all about wanting to know about what men do, how men are. And if you can get women to, if you can get the message across that,
to introduce an uncle or a male role model, yeah,
exactly, yeah, someone safe.
I don't think that's such a bad idea. But do me a favor, stay there for a second, and that's only part of it. And you're mentioning everything that you're saying. I'm kind of agreeing with you, but in saying that, I also don't believe this is such a bad idea. But stay there because Morris, you're on Classic Kids here. How you doing, Morris?
Good evening, Matt. How are you?
I mean, I think it's a bigger problem than us as adults, you know, who may not be in touch with the scene, so to speak. It's a bigger problem than we think.
I think the first people that should be screaming about it would be the Department of Education. And I'm not 100% sure, but I'm just sick of this country putting young people down and basically pointing the finger at them. You are no good. You are not the future of this country. We don't trust you. You can't be trusted to do anything. Maybe on a voluntary basis, if kids wanted to come up and say, yeah, I'll randomly be tested. But as soon as you turn around and potentially point a finger at any child in the education system and go, we potentially think you are all stoned out of your head coming in here. We've no belief in you. We're going to, you know, we're going to prove you're all just a bunch of fucking junkies.
You can't do it on a voluntary basis because that's just not going to work, is it? Because no kid who's taking drugs is going to volunteer.
You show a child, any child at the age of 15 to 17 or 18, that you don't believe them, or you want to run them along this lines of people that's out on the street stoned out of their head that you see every day and I see every day. That's the wrong message to be sending to young children.
No, all you're saying is this is a program that the Garda Síochána or whoever is involved in, and what we're trying to do is educate young people about drugs. You're not going to go to the principal. You're not going to go to their teachers. You're not going to go to their mates and tell them, listen, he tested positive. All you're going to do is inform their parents and let the parents then talk to them and do something about it.
Yeah, I think there's a health and safety issue there. Because if you don't go back to the principal and tell them there's one or two kids in that school that's on a high rate of cocaine, and one of those teachers gets stabbed to death or maimed for life, who's responsible for that action then, by not informing them?
Well, equally, by the way, they could be the teacher, because I would also randomly test the teachers too.
I have a daughter that's teaching in England, right? Now, she has a degree, and she was doing a certain job in the school, and they've switched her on to teaching, right?
Yeah.
And she's not enjoying it, because the kids are coming stoned out of their heads.
Well, there you go.
And then they're asking to go out, oh, miss, I have the munchies, I had too much gear last night. Can I go out and get something when I'm starving? This is what's going on. Now, she's looking to come back to Ireland if she can, but I don't know whether she'll get to work here, you know? But your man says, well, give it a try and see what you think. And she says, it's not something that I want to do because I'm not comfortable doing it. Right? But we're a different race over here. We're different to the English and the Americans. As soon as you point the finger at a child and say,
why are we different? When you say we're different.
Because kids get morals at home. You were brought up with morals.
I know, but when you say we're different, are you telling me that kids in Ireland there isn't a problem with cocaine and cannabis?
There's a better connection here with children and families. We're more family orientated.
I would agree with you, but I believe that's changing.
Well, maybe for the worse, but like my mother told me many years ago, children are like a marriage. If you put nothing in, you'll get nothing back.
So you wouldn't agree with this, no?
I wouldn't, no, because you're telling children, you know what?
Now, by the way, the parents would have to agree with it, because constitutionally you wouldn't be allowed to without the parents. So all the parents would have to sign up for this.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea.
Well, I tell you now, if I was a parent, I'd sign up. I'd say, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can do that to my child.
Do you know why? Because I tell my son and my daughter, you know what? I'm going to ask you a question out straight. Are you doing fucking drugs or are you on drugs? Sorry, my language.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
But he's going to lie to you. Or she. They're going to lie. They're not going to tell daddy they're doing drugs.
I'm asking you, you have belief in your children. I have belief in mine.
I do.
And if I asked my son, did you do something wrong? And he told me a lawyer, give him a clapper. Now, I'm going to ask you out straight, are you doing drugs, yes or no? And if I find out he was doing drugs, I'd march him down to the police station myself. That's the close relationship Irish people have with their kids. Now, I know there's Johnny Gobshites out there that'll probably give their kids alcohol or drugs, but I think if you go into a school and tell them, blank canvas, these are all potential druggies.
Is that what you're thinking too, Michael? I don't think that's not what I'm saying, that you're kind of stigmatising kids. Yeah, you're trying to help them. Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Well, I agree with Morris. Yeah, I would add to that as well. We're basically saying that parents are useless and they're not in touch with their kids. Mm. And if you have this random drug testing, you're basically saying family has failed. There's no point in we're just going to step in. We're the state. We're going to step in. We're the state who has failed you in every other area of life, but we're never going to come in and add another. We're going to show your kids that you mean nothing and that there's no communication between you and your kids, and you say we're all worthless and blah, blah, blah. And I really don't like this.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe I'm being outnumbered here. James, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Yeah, I think you won't have to ask me now, Niall.
Okay, well, I want to hear. I mean, I don't know what it's like in Cork, but I'm pretty sure the problem is probably just as bad.
About 2 weeks ago here on the north side now, where I'm living, right? There was a major incident during the afternoon because a car had been stolen and was driving erratically all over the north side. It crashed into several cars, ran up on the footpath. It crashed into an old lady driving a car. She was badly injured. Eventually, they managed to corner him, the Garda Síochána now.
Mm-hmm.
They took him out of the car. There was no need to do anything with him because he was up to his eyeballs in drugs now. He was helplessly...
And how old is he? How old is he?
He was 14 years of age now.
Oh, stop.
14 years of age. School lad.
Where was his parents?
Good question, Horace. Good question. But that's what you're dealing with now. Also, a very short time ago there, Niall, we had a 14-year-old in school here on the north side. He purchased €200 worth of drugs from a 16-year-old. And unfortunately, he didn't know what was in. There was a selection box of drugs, Niall. He took one of them, which I don't remember the name of it, Niall, but was seven times more powerful than morphine. Now, he's not with us anymore, Niall. He was a very promising young athlete and a footballer. And he bought him at 14, Niall, and from a 16-year-old.
So that's what we're dealing with.
That's what we're dealing with, Niall. Anyone who doesn't think there isn't drugs in secondary school is living in cloud cuckoo land, Niall.
Oh, we know that there, but you don't tart and brush all of them the same. There's always a couple of bad apples in every barrel.
Yes, but the trouble is, Morris, they're dealing inside in the schools, and they're going to be, and if your son or daughter's in there, they're susceptible.
Yeah. I understand that, and the extreme cases are what we read in the papers about when the young individual that was butchered by a gang. He joined that gang when he was 14, he was dead by 17.
Yes, that's the problem.
And that's the country we live in today. So, parents, if you don't have control of your children, you've nothing. You know, why did you have the kids in the first place?
But Morris, there's good kids, and I mean exactly. Good kids who've been brought up well, who have been vulnerable, and you know, and dealers or you know other kids who are their friends are trying to make a few quid by dealing in cocaine and cannabis, and they're buying it.
Yeah.
And these kids are taking a chance. And sure, look, I was a good kid. You know, I bought cannabis when I was 18.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thankfully, I had the good sense to realise this is not the way I want my life to go, and didn't last very long doing stuff like that. Yeah. So I stopped. But a lot of kids won't, and that's the problem. Some kids are weaker. They might be good kids, but they're weaker, and then they go down a rocky road of, oh, the cannabis is good, now I'll try the cocaine. Oh, yeah, I'm not getting the hit out of that anymore. I'll go on to heroin now, sure, for why not? So what I'm saying is, if you nip it in the bud, and yeah, it might seem like a short, sharp shock to turn around at the Garda Síochána to randomly walk into a school and say, all right, we'll just take one kid out of each class, and two of the teachers as well. Just a quick swab of the mouth. Nobody in the school is going to be informed, but if anybody shows up positive, we inform the parents to give them a heads up. I don't see a problem with that.
The thing you're missing out is, if you take two children out of a class of 30 and two teachers out of a school of, say, 20 or 30 teachers, you know, stigma, shit sticks to you. Oh, you were taken out of the class.
No, the kids are, all the kids in the school are informed. You know, it could be you next week.
Two kids standing up in the class and walking out.
No, I know, you're dramatising this.
Oh, no, you're dramatising the kids by putting them through it.
James, am I mad?
I test a whole lot of them now.
Oh, right, okay.
Pick up one or two now. I test the whole class.
James, times have changed now since you raised your family. I know you're a man in your later years and you're a good God-fearing man, but the day of the child being beaten and not heard is gone.
Also, so you must remember, you know what's surprising me now? I've looked at a lot of the debates now on television about the election, you know, and they're all talking about Brexit, they're talking about housing. Yes, that's important. There's no discussion whatsoever about drugs now. None of them.
You'd imagine that would be a priority, wouldn't you?
It's not.
And by the way, in case people are wondering, because I haven't talked about the elections at all, we made myself and Helena and Aisling made a conscious effort, or a conscious decision, should I say, 3 weeks ago when the election was called, not to discuss the election before the election. Because I'll tell you what, because of the broadcasting regulations around it, if I start, you know, blowing me trumpet about Sinn Féin or about Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil or whatever, I have to mention them all. I have to give them all equal airtime. And it isn't worth the trouble. It just isn't worth the trouble. So.
That's just one point I can't understand now. It should be one of the top things I talk about. And none of them have mentioned it. None of them. Sinn Féin, nobody.
James.
Michael, go ahead.
James, no disrespect, but we've been dealing with drugs since the 80s up here in Dublin, and we've just learned to live with it, okay? And it's just, I'm sorry, but it just seems to be like a brand new thing for you, the way you're talking about it.
No, hold on. When you say we've learned to live with it, that's a ridiculous notion, Michael. Nobody learns to live with it. There is a suggestion we've thrown in the towel.
We've learned to cope with
it's getting worse, Michael.
But the fact of the matter is, like, I just don't see the statistics for, like, Galway. Like, Galway is not, like, East Baltimore the way they're going on. Like, this is bizarre to me. Like,
Everything everyone has said tonight is valid, okay, in its own way. But I just, this whole thing of Galway, if you said to me, Darndale or something, even then I'd still struggle, like, because we're so on top of the schools up in this country.
Somebody
like,
from Galway's text in, he says he's right, there's a big problem now with cocaine, and it's massive. Trust me, I'm from Galway, and it's cheap. I don't know how much it costs to buy cocaine. Nah. Somebody else says, hang on, James, somebody else says, I'm a paramedic, and I can say from my weekly experience that cocaine is absolutely rampant across the country.
But that's pubs and clubs and weekends.
No, he said including those in their teens.
Yeah, okay, teens go to clubs as well. But on a daily, Monday to Friday, in secondary school, is it like Scarface situation?
You're dramatising.
What I want is, if this... I don't like when, out of nowhere, a so-called expert and a politician just come out and blurt this stuff on us in one day. I want proper people going in there, and I want to know what's going on. I want actual experts going in there and proving to me that these skills are out of control before we introduce this crazy random drugs testing. I'm not going with some bullshit Fine Gael muppet.
Well, hang on. But, you know, Joe Tracy, you know, he's worked in addiction services in Ireland and the UK and Australia. And
that's
he hasn't come out of nowhere. He's 28
this thing has come out of nowhere.
You're saying it's come out of nowhere, right? I mean, have you got your head in the sand, Michael? Drugs is a big problem.
No, it's
a big conversation over the last kind of 4 or 5 months.
Well, I haven't heard it.
Niall?
Go ahead, James.
I happen to have a good friend that I go for a few drinks from time to time. He's a retired member of the Garda Síochána now, and his son is in the Garda Síochána. He works up the country. And I was asking him about this some time ago. Now, obviously, he's retired, but of course he knows what's going on now. And I was saying, is it as bad around the country as it's bad in Dublin? He said, James, every village, every town you can name and think about, little towns and villages that you visit as a young fella, there's a drug problem. If it's down in County Clare, if it's down in County Kerry, if it's down in Waterford and Wexford, the smallest villages, they have drugs there, he said. They're all over the country. And the young people are taking them.
Michael. Look, a real drug epidemic is crack. That's a proper drug epidemic. I don't know...
I mean, I understand crack cocaine is obviously a lot worse, but... they're all proper drugs. They're all damaging.
This isn't computing for me because cocaine is expensive, and they're talking about it being in secondary.
I have no idea how much it costs for cocaine, and maybe somebody could text me in how much it would cost, you know, to have a good night out on a Saturday and do a couple of lines or whatever it is.
€50 a bag, I think now.
Right, jeepers, James. I'm surprised you knew that.
And
what's a bag? Okay, no, hang on. I need to establish this. What is a bag, James? What's in a bag?
I know that now is what my daughter told me, that it's one of the things now they bring with them when they're going to the Debs now.
They bring a bag of cocaine?
Yes, it's all in the budget.
Helena just said in my ear, that's true. It's in the news. It was in the news recently. It's part of the budget.
They're 17-year-olds.
I mean, does that surprise you that it was in the paper there recently, Michael, that you know, it's considered to be now part of the budget for the Debs, that a bag of cocaine?
Yeah, but the budget, the Debs isn't a daily school thing. Monday to Friday.
The very fact that it's been introduced as part of the, you know, the flowers, the orchid, the, you know, the limo, and now a bag of cocaine as well goes with it.
I know. Look,
and I'm not saying all kids, by the way, clearly.
If teenagers do drugs outside of school, like, what are you going to do when you're on? Like, if there's cocaine problems in pubs and clubs, are we going to start randomly drug testing the whole country? Because that's what, to be fair, that's what you have to do. You'd have to, like, we'll randomly test all government ministers.
I wouldn't object to that.
Okay, well, that's what we'll have to do. Like, and then, you know,
I think before the election, they should all volunteer to be randomly drug tested.
Yeah, bankers.
Yeah, but they've all avoided the question.
Yeah, well, and they want it just flagging on to kids. It's no.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just bring Malachy in. Malachy, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Malachy?
Good evening, Niall.
Malachy, this suggestion now by Councillor Michael Marr from Fine Gael in Galway, after Joe Tracy, who's worked in addiction services for 28 years, basically said that Galway, it's not snowing, it's like a blizzard with the amount of cocaine in Galway. And this idea of a random drug test with parents' permission, would you agree to it?
Well, I would agree, but I don't think it should be random. I think it should be across the board. And I think it should be hair follicle tests rather than swabs. because that'll give you a longer time frame from when they have used drugs previously.
Mm-hmm.
The drugs problem in schools is now is huge. So I don't know what country some of your callers are
Michael,
living in.
Michael is the one who doesn't believe it's as big as we're making it out to be.
You know, he says this is news to him, in fact. He mustn't listen to your programme because I'm regularly banging on about the amount of weed that's been used by young people up to from even before junior cert year. And there are kids going into school in every secondary school in this country on a Monday morning out of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get any teachers on, you know, they'll have to disguise their voices, obviously. They will tell you that. The cocaine problem is right through from, in general, from leaving cert year. It doesn't really manifest itself before that. And the gateway is the cannabis weed that they're using. But young people are being given mixed messages. The liberal left in this country wants to decriminalise and legalise drugs. They tell us that cannabis doesn't do you any harm. And people, some of your older listeners will think of cannabis as the brown block and the older type of cannabis. It's
yeah, well, that's what it was when I was 18, yeah. Yeah.
And the stuff that's being used now, cannabis weed.
Well, it wasn't called, when I was 18, it was called hash.
Yeah, but it was cannabis. And it was the brown block and you paired off a piece and you
crumbled it up into your cigarette,
Now the stuff that's being used is probably 10 times stronger than that.
So what's the difference? What is it? Is it being sprayed with something or...?
It's just a different part of the plant, and it's much more potent.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And the problem that, you know, most of the mental health problems that we have in this country amongst young people stem from the use of cannabis. And, you know, if we sit back and do nothing, then we're consigning the next generation of young people to a life of mental health problems, of possible drug addiction to harder drugs, and a wasted generation. So, I mean, it's time for drastic steps to be taken. Now, I don't think the police should be doing it. I think it should be in the schools, and if you want to go to school, which you have to do, then it should be mandatory. And we need to bring in legislation to say that kids and teachers should be tested on a regular basis. Likewise, anybody who makes decisions that affect other people should also be tested on a regular basis.
Politicians.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was the first one to call for that. And some of the radio programs and that have gone halfway and asked politicians, have they taken drugs? And they all now nearly see it as a badge of honour. They've said, oh, yeah, well, I smoked cannabis when I was in university because that's what you do.
But your own president was admitted it.
Yeah, and, you know...
And that was during his presidential campaign, as some sort of coolness, I suppose, to get down with the kids.
Almost every younger politician that they ask now says that they've done it. Now, what does that say to young people? When you have the Taoiseach saying, for instance, oh yeah, after a bit of a wobble, I done.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't actually say what he done. He referred back to another article.
Yeah, he referred back to another interview where he admitted it.
That says to young people that there's no harm in drugs, that you can do drugs and you can be Taoiseach or you can be a minister. And it doesn't show the downside of it. And, you know, most parents don't know that their kids are on drugs.
So what do you say to parents or people who have said to me today, every parent knows their own child?
They don't.
And they should.
When they do discover it, they deny it for a long time. And one of your callers said if he asked his kid, was he on drugs, and his kid said, yeah, he'd bring him straight down to the police station. No, he won't. That's the last place he'd bring him, because the natural instinct will be
to protect his own child. Yeah.
And not get them involved in that system. And most
so you think it should be the schools that should be doing it, and it should be all the students?
Well, you see,
that would be obviously a logistical nightmare. But however,
a number of factors feed into this, and some of them have been touched on there. The whole breakdown in family and society in this country, and the creation of individualism, and this is not just for males. The amount of females or young girls who are indulging in cannabis and cocaine.
Well, there's nothing to do with gender, no.
And so the absence of male role models doesn't really fit into that.
Well, I think the point he was making about the absence of male role models is children of the age of 7 or 8 growing up and not having direction, and maybe the absence of a male role model.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what deals.
Which has been proved statistically, by the way.
Yes, and I accept that argument that it leads to general criminality and violence and all of that. But the specific use of drugs by teenagers is down to peer pressure.
Okay, sorry, James, you've been listening to what Malachy said. He said the school should be responsible and he would do them all.
Oh, I fully agree with him now. I wouldn't disagree with anything that Malachy has just said now. Mm-hmm. Also, there was a gentleman down in County Limerick who was very well known again with, in Brewery with Coomerina, a man called Michael Gairn. Now, he's been in this business for counselling and addiction for over 20, 25 years, and he's often rung there in local radio. They ring him to see what's going on there, and he said he has a long, long, long waiting list now of mothers desperately trying to get their young sons in there for cannabis alone. And these are sons that have dropped out of college now after the first year, and they have panic attacks, anxiety. They won't, you know, all the usual things now. And he said, I wish I had the beds, but hundreds of people on the waiting list now for cannabis alone.
I know, and I well believe you. But just stay there, lads, for a second. Somebody said, I just asked my 16-year-old. Her school in Limerick has weed, cocaine, ecstasy, and she wouldn't mind being tested. I don't want to come on the radio. So, yeah, but obviously the 16-year-old admitted that they're in her own school. There's lots of weed and cocaine and ecstasy going around, which is a sad admission, but a truth. Somebody says, or a radio broadcaster who's passed away now, or dead now. Well, yeah, we know you're talking about Jerry Ryan, of course. And look, you know, if somebody's in a responsible position, it wouldn't bother me. If somebody said to me, no, we'd want to take a hair follicle there and drug test you, far away. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't do drugs. Never have. Well, when I say never have, it was 18 years of age. For once, I agree with you and James. Galway is swimming in coke and smack. We were doing glue and Lady Esquire shoe cleaner in our lunch break in first class in 1977. Luckily, I copped on, as many did. Anyone that thinks that some kids aren't pooling lunch money to score meds, or I'm assuming he means meds, needs to wake up. Sorry. Wait till crack and crystal meth hits the town. Test them all, I say, and nip it in the bud. That comes in from another Michael. Let me just go. Well, stay there, lads. Let me go to Joseph. Oh, I have to take a break. Sorry, Joseph, can you wait?
Yeah, I can.
Sorry, I have to take this break before the top of the hour. All right, yeah, sorry, no problem, Joseph. Okay. Malachy, please stay with me and James too if you can. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 0871880008. Would you agree with random drug testing of students in fifth and sixth year in school? Joseph, you're on Classic Kids. You think it's an invasion of privacy?
Oh, yeah. I think
well, it's civil liberties, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a complete overstep by the state completely. No way in hell would I give the state this power.
Well, they have, I mean, Gardaí have the power, for example, to set up a checkpoint and stop you randomly on the road, which is a presumption of guilt, by the way, in some sense.
Yeah, and I agree with you there that it is totally unconstitutional if you live in a free state.
Probably, yes, but insane.
You're innocent until proven guilty, but in a checkpoint like that...
You're kind of guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, and they have the cheek to ask you where you're going, where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, that's the whole other thing, yeah. But in saying that, the argument is if you've done nothing wrong, sure, you probably don't have to worry about it.
No, that's not an argument at all. I mean, if you're, it's nobody's business but your own what you're doing if you're not breaking the law. If you're caught breaking the law, fine, let the law coming down on top of you, which they don't, by the way. There's druggies caught every day and the law doesn't come down on them. They're hanging around the streets. I'm looking at them in Dublin and every time I go down there, it's getting worse every time. Unbelievable. Look, if they want to bring in mandatory drug testing, start at the top. Mandatory test, everybody in the Dáil, all the Senate, all the guards, and every top civil servant, and they should be fired immediately if they're caught on drugs. Start there. And work your way down. Don't start at the bottom, the innocent ones.
But they're not innocent.
They're not innocent.
No, hold on a minute. Who's responsible for the drug culture? The children?
The state. But hold on. We had a children's referendum here a number of years ago where we were told that the safety of children was the paramount concern of the state.
Yeah, right, yeah. Now we killed them.
And now...
Please let's get into an abortion debate, please.
Yeah, but that's a rubbish argument about the children being looked after. They're not.
Okay. Well, sorry, Malachy, finish
what
you're
saying. I totally agree with him on that.
Yeah. I know you do. So do you, James. Right, I'm three pro-lifers on the air. Okay, but let's not bring in a debate.
I'm not getting into a debate about it. I'm just merely making a point.
I understand. And Malachy, you know, unfortunately with that children's referendum, there were very few people on the side of the no.
Well, I was one of the people on the side of no.
And I was against it completely as well.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm going to put my hand up and say I voted no.
And the,
but for many different reasons and not for the reasons people might think. But getting back to what you were saying, Maliki, so, you know, Joseph makes a point is, you know, that we start from the top, the politicians, the civil servants, the Garda Síochána, the judges, those people who are telling us that we should abide by the law and not start at the bottom of the young people who are, I suppose, are vulnerable and pick up this problem.
Well, you see, this has nothing to do with the law in one sense. This is about trying to protect the next generation. And by the time, if we go down the road of starting at the top, by the time we get down to the bottom, those children are now adults. We need to protect the children that are there today. No child should go into school and be peer pressured into taking drugs by people who are selling drugs in the school, being forced to do it outside. And, you know, the reality is some of those kids are being given drugs for free then, and then they're being forced into selling drugs for other kids. And, it's a cancer.
Can I say, I watched a video tonight. Somebody showed me a video tonight of a young guy. When I say young guy, he was probably in his 20s, being beaten by what looked like a wheel brace by another guy he owed money to, clearly for drugs or something like that. I have no idea what it was for, right? But, as much as I believe they're both involved, or the two of them were involved in something anyway, I don't know what it is, there was blood everywhere, and I felt sorry for the guy. I shouldn't have, but I actually felt sorry for him. Because I'm saying kids, and Joseph, there's young kids, you know, who get inveigled by, you know, a sixth year, and he's a fifth year kid, he gets inveigled into, you know, here, try a bit of this, and sure, try a bit of that. And before you know it, he owes this kid 50 quid and says, look, you need maybe the 50 quid, just sell those couple of bags for me. And all of a sudden, he's now dealing in drugs, right?
Yeah,
and then he doesn't have the money then, or he sells the few bags and he spends the money, and now he owes a dealer money.
And then the amount of parents whose doors are being knocked on by gangs of thugs demanding huge amounts of money that their kids now owe for drugs, and they're being threatened with being burnt out, they're being threatened with being beaten up, you know, or that their kids will be shot if they don't pay it. You know, this is a huge problem in this state that the establishment ignores, because the vast bulk of the establishment now wants to do coke at the weekends and doesn't see it as a problem and doesn't see that they are responsible for what's happening down the line. Now, we need to stop this cancer, and we need to prevent. We've already lost the current generation. We need to ensure that the next generation is not sacrificed on this table of liberalism.
In one sense, I don't disagree with anything he just said there. But you see, here's the thing. Everyone knows, and everyone in his dog knows, that people in power are doing drugs. When was the last time you saw someone, a politician, a judge, a high-ranking guard, a high civil servant, that has gone to court convicted of drugs? Nobody. And they never will.
But that's the problem. I mean,
hang on, lads. There has been one or two cases, in fairness, Joseph, of guards being caught.
One or two. One or two. They weren't high-ranking guards.
No.
They were down at the bottom, and they were caught because of stupidity, really. And the reality is, right, okay, here's the thing, right? I'm going to make two points on it that are completely different, but here's the thing. First of all, everybody looks up and says, there's no consequences. If heads started falling at the top, people would suddenly go, whoa, there's consequences. And it starts to roll down from the top.
Kids are seeing the consequences in the newspaper every day when they see some guy stretched out with a bullet in the back of his head.
No, they're not. They think that'll never happen to them. They'll think that'll never. But the politician down the road who's lecturing everybody about road safety, about racism, about this, that, and the other, getting toppled for their total hypocrisy. Then the day that the follicle hair test every politician going into the Dáil, then I'll say, whoa, right, okay, take away their civil liberties first, fire them on the spot. Then I'll say, well, you know, start at the top, because the ones who are pointing the fingers, strange enough, it's a politician here. Wow, you know, when did a politician never point their fingers? Then start with yourselves, lads, and then one other argument I'll make then. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to contradict what I've just said, but the reality is, this is the reality. Strange enough, you were talking about God there at the start of the program. This is a collapse in faith, and until we reverse the godless laws, we will descend into total chaos.
Okay, but I'm not going to buy that one, right? Because I don't believe. Maybe you think that, and I know. Anthony said it the other night too, but and maybe James has an opinion on that too. James, I'm sure you have. But hang on, Joseph. Now I know you're a God fearing man, James, but I don't believe this is a move away from religion has suddenly turned everybody to going on drugs.
You're saying this to me now? Yeah,
yes, James.
Other things I mightn't agree with Joseph about there, and I think it's a good idea because prevention is always better than cure. But I do agree with him, Niall, that this move away to this secular society, this ultra-liberal secular society, is not good, Niall. Because what...
There's a difference in ultra-liberal and secular, because I'm certainly not ultra-liberal. I would consider myself very conservative, but in saying that, I don't believe in God.
Yes, but I was just saying that the young people now, see, the way they're being taught by the teachers now, I see it my own granddaughter, and she says to me, you know, Granddad, she's only 10 years old now, and she says to me, Granddad, we now are not like your time. We can do whatever we like. We can be whatever we like. She said to me one day there in the summer, if I wanted to be Granddad, I could be a boy if I wanted to be. And I said, well, who told you that? My teacher told me that. If I wanted to be a boy, I could be. So, and she also said then to me, your time is finished, Granddad, because you shouldn't be living here, or you should be living in Jurassic Park with the rest of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I get that too from my kids, that I'm living in the olden days.
So, but
by the way, if that was my kid, if I had a kid in school and a teacher told them that he could be, or told my daughter at 7 or 8 years of age or whatever it was, they could be a boy tomorrow if they wanted to be, I'd tell you, I'd be straight down to the school.
That's what's happening now.
I'd be down to the school to tell her not to be telling my child that.
You see, this ultra-liberal society we now live in, you're free, as Malachy said there earlier on, this individualism, you know, that's why we're not having a society anymore. There's no community now.
Okay, well, let me just bring Tara in as well, if I can, this. Tara, do you think that it would be a good idea to have random drug testing in school? With parents' consent, obviously.
No, I don't think it would be a good idea, Niall.
Are you on a speaker, Tara?
I'm just going to take it off the speaker.
Okay.
I don't think it would be a good idea because I think surveys would be better, something like that, because I think, we wouldn't drug test some random man on the street and tell his wife why he been doing, so why would we do
that? Well, that's an adult,
why would we take away kids' rights? They have the right.
Isn't
not
that
to
the
be
problem?
Randomly,
you know, we take away
for drugs.
Kids have a right then to do drugs if they want. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying they have a right to drugs, but I'm saying they have a right to.
But that's,
not
I mean, that's
be
the logic of what you're saying. If adults, if adults can't interfere in children's lives to protect them, then you're saying that they can do what they want.
I'm not saying adults can't interfere in their lives, but I don't think that drug testing is the way forward. And also, I think that the people that fall into the trap of drugs usually have an underlying mental illness. And why
they don't,
isn't there
that's nonsense
in place
again. That,
for
those
them
arguments
to go
are
to
historical.
Hang on, one at a time. Just let Tara finish her point.
Thank you, Niall.
Okay.
You're putting teenagers into mental health facilities, like psych wards and stuff like that. Like, they have nowhere to go, with professionals that know what's going on with their age. Hormones are everywhere, everything like that. I don't think they're getting the support they need. And, people do drugs to escape reality. What's the reality like that they're doing drugs to escape it? You know what I mean? Regularly or in school?
Tara, do you think it's as big a problem as has been pointed out today by Joe Tracy, who's been in the business 28 years of addiction in both Ireland, Australia, the UK? And he said, and I'm quoting him again, he said in Galway in particular, it's not snowing, it's a blizzard, referring to the cocaine use in schools.
Well, I'm a bit older, so I wouldn't know what's going on in schools right now. But when I was in school, there was a bit of hash around, but there was no cocaine or heroin.
Yeah, but how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 31. So.
Okay, and I think it's even in the 15 years since you've moved away from secondary school, I think it's changed quite substantially. I mean, I'm 56,
and I think that's a shame.
Well, I mean, if parents are consenting to it, and by the way, Councillor Michael Marr from Fine Gael, who suggested this, initially suggested it without the cooperation of principals or parents, but you couldn't do that. It would be unconstitutional, right? But if
it wouldn't actually not.
Well, I think it would, man.
It wouldn't be. Because if you bring in legislation within the schools to under the Children's Act, for instance, which has been brought about by a constitutional referendum, it would be possible to bring in legislation for the health and the benefit of children. I mean, so I would
Well, according to James Charity, who's an independent councillor, he said it would be an infringement on civil liberties, and he'd have something to say about it, obviously.
Look, there are loads of things that are infringements of civil liberties. Cameras all over the place, you know, stop and search. All of those things, one can argue, are breaches of civil liberties. But I
wouldn't be in favour of that. I would prefer that parents know about it, and I would prefer that parents are consenting to it. And if parents believe and they trust their children, I don't think they'd have an issue consenting. I would personally, if it was my kids at that age in school, I wouldn't have an issue with it, and I would sign a form consenting to it.
No, no. What will happen is that parents, in general, won't consent because they fear that their child may be involved and may pay some price for that down the road.
Again, this is what you'd have to stipulate, that if a child is caught positive, that, you know, the principal is not informed, the teachers are not informed, and only the parents would be informed.
Well, that doesn't solve the problem. We need to actually get to the root of the problem. And the argument there that Tara was putting there about, you know, health problems.
Mental health problems,
that's why people
yeah.
take drugs and all of these other things. Those are yesterday's arguments. And they relate more to people who end up, for instance, on heroin and harder drugs and that. The people who are taking smoking cannabis weed and taking cocaine in schools don't have, prior to taking these drugs, don't have any mental problems. They don't have any, in general, social problems.
And they don't usually
They're normal kids. Hold on. They're normal kids. They're your kids. They're my kids. They're anybody's kids.
It's just a phase, usually.
Well, for many, Tara, it is a phase.
They're taking these drugs in the same way as they would have a drink.
Yeah, but and she is right, Maliki. For many, it is a phase that they will stop when they get to 22 or 23 when they leave college. But in saying that, for many, they will continue to do it.
For many, the damage that's done, and there's more damage done by smoking weed than there is, for instance, with alcohol.
Yeah, sorry, James, you want to say something to Tara there? Go ahead.
No, we have a professor of emergency medicine down there. He's 30 years in the business now, Professor Chris Luke. He's attached to one of the hospitals now, and he's regularly interviewed about this. And, of course, he sees it at the coalface now. And he's talking about the horrendous damage you do by taking these drugs with an undeveloped brain now.
Mm.
To the, what he calls, I don't follow it now because it's heavy stuff, to the neurotransmitters. Permanent damage now. Long-term damage.
This argument that cannabis doesn't do any harm is completely utter nonsense, that it can cause psychosis and paranoia and all sorts of other things. But Tara, if it was a case of, you know, if you put in a stipulation that parents would have to consent to it.
I still wouldn't agree with it because maybe their parents are like monsters, like restricted. They'd like... You don't know what, like, they'd punish them with. Like, I don't know, like...
I wouldn't like to think parents would be punching kids. Mind you, if they do, that's a whole separate issue, right?
Yeah,
But I mean, if a guard came to my door, a community guard, and said, listen, in the random test in school, we noticed your son or daughter came up positive, you know, for cannabis or whatever it was. You know, here's a couple of leaflets. You know, if you need any help, by the way, here's a phone number if you want to give us a ring. Like, nobody's going to be sending anyone off to jail or to prison or prosecuting anybody or whatever. It's just to inform you so you can do something about it.
Yeah, I'd only agree with it if it was done to adults as well, because I don't think it's...
Well, I know, I agree. The teachers, by the way, if you're going to pick out 20 students, pick out 4 to 5 teachers as well while you're at
it. Exactly, yeah, exactly. You can't just, like, take one group and, like, just because they're younger, like... they can't stand up for themselves much, and you can't just say, like, right, we're going to test you for drugs and we're not going to test any other of the population. Like, I don't think that's fair, because it's also saying, like, I don't know, it's adults do drugs too, so...
Well, they do, and we've mentioned this before, I believe every politician should have to do a drug test. They're making vital decisions for the rest of us in the country. Have you ever tried drugs yourself, Tara?
Just hash, nothing cocaine. I've never even been offered it. I know I must live a sheltered life. But,
No. I mean, look, some people haven't. I mean, I haven't been offered anything in years.
Yeah,
I mean,
just never came across my path. Like, but,
and I work in media. You would imagine I'd be seeing it every day of the week. But I do know, by the way, it is rampant in the media. I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, and it probably is rampant everywhere. Like, but, I mean, I suppose unless you're looking for it, you're not going to find it, really. Maybe. I don't know. But,
sorry, James. Yeah,
I just saying that Ruth was saying there about the guard coming to the door or the school's informant. I much rather the guard were coming to the door telling me that my son was taking drugs rather than the guard coming to the door telling me that my son was dead now at 14 or 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
As we had, as I said to you earlier on, the 14-year-old bang him after 16-year-old, now he's dead now.
Yeah, prevention.
Yeah, but how do you know you're not taking the ones that like just do a bit of hash once and then not the ones that are like doing it all the time? Like, how can you tell the difference? Like, I don't know.
Well, you can't really, but I
mean, you can because the hair follicle test will tell you the regularity.
But then again, there's a whole other argument, like whether like we have the right to take drugs. Like, you know what I mean? So,
what do you mean we have the right to take drugs? We don't. It's illegal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I'm saying like some people think that we should be allowed to take drugs. You know, but
do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that really. I especially don't think people should take cannabis because I think the psychosis thing. I don't know much about cocaine or.
Well, I can imagine they're
really bad.
Well, they're actually more dangerous.
I think
yeah,
cocaine. Like I've been told, the only thing I've been told is people take it who have low self-esteem. They want to like have confidence or something like that. I don't know how true that is. Like, but maybe that's.
But it masks the symptoms of having low self-esteem and lacking confidence. But then, of course, that's if you're taking it permanently. But if you can't afford
not
to,
you
can't be doing that.
But
it does a huge amount of damage to your body.
Yeah,
I mean, look at the individuals, you know, from Hollywood and you know the singers that we have seen who have cocaine problems, like the likes of Amy Winehouse and all these
Bieber
people.
Just come out and
they destroy themselves.
Like, Justin Bieber just came out and says he's like. Like, people have to check his pulse every night or something mad like that because of all the drugs he did when he was younger. And he's pretty young, I think.
It is quite scary that people that you wouldn't imagine are taking drugs actually are taking drugs. All right, well, listen, it's been an interesting conversation. I think it's kind of been 50-50, Malachy.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.